With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House has voted to pass on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The $1.2 trillion bill needs full congressional approval to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight Eastern time. There are conservatives in both the House and Senate who oppose the bill because of its high price tag. It includes funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and State. Bob Agnew reporting.
22-year-old Riley Strain, a University of Missouri student who went missing in Nashville nearly 2 weeks ago, has been found dead. Metro Nashville police officials confirmed Strain's body had been recovered from the Cumberland River, approximately 8 miles west of downtown. Police said no foul play-related trauma was observed. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia and China have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored U.N. resolution. It called for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The Security Council had already adopted two resolutions on the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza, but none had called for a ceasefire. A manhunt in Idaho is over.
Police in Idaho have arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and the accomplice who helped him escape Wednesday following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital.
We once again want to make known Skylar Meade and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger, courtesy KIVI-TV. Police say the two were arrested without shots being fired about 130 miles from the hospital during a traffic stop in Twin Falls. Officials say both suspects are members of the Aryan Knights prison gang and had mutual friends in and out of prison. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 166 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 3 points. This is SRN News. France considers assisted suicide.
With the strong support of President Emmanuel Macron, French lawmakers will take up a bill that would allow an individual to take his own life with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide is becoming increasingly popular in Western Europe and Canada, though pro-life advocates point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for society's most vulnerable people, including the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calling Iran to account. The agency, which advises Congress and the White House, says the Islamic Republic's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. Tehran is in the midst of a new crackdown on Christians in the country, which has driven many into hiding. This is SRN News. California lawmakers are split on how to best address the retail theft cases that have proliferated in the state.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state has enough tools to go after professional crime rings. He urges lawmakers to work on legislation bolstering existing laws and cracking down on resellers of stolen goods. But Republican and moderate Democratic lawmakers say California needs to consider all options to end the crisis. They want to go back to voters to implement harsher jail sentences or repeat offenders.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Proposition 47, an initiative approved by voters in 2014, reduced penalties for certain retail theft and drug offense charges. Crews are battling scores of wildfires around Virginia, including a fire affecting hundreds of acres at Shenandoah National Park. Shenandoah County officials say 5 homes have been lost due to one fire northwest of Strasburg. More details at SRNNews.com.